Today's saint is Chad of Lichfield, the missionary who brought Christianity to central England. Chad was a 7th century Anglo-Saxon monk, abbot, and bishop. He was born in the northeast of England and educated at the famous monastery of Lindisfarne by Saint Aidan himself, who had been the first to bring Celtic Christianity to Northumbria. In 664, however, the king of Northumbria called a council of clergymen, the Synod of Whitby, to decide whether to follow the Celtic forms of worship from Ireland and Scotland, or the Roman Catholic, which had arrived in the south of England several decades earlier at Canterbury. Chad defended the Celtic tradition in which he'd been raised, but the synod decided in favor of the Roman practice. Unlike others, Chad gracefully accepted the decision and helped enforce the observance of the new rules. Impressed by Chad's qualities, the King of Northumbria appointed him Bishop of York, with authority over all the Northumbrian people. In accordance with church law, Chad was ordained by 3 bishops, but they were Celtic bishops. Chad served as Bishop of York for 4 years, but then the Pope sent a new Archbishop of Canterbury to England. Archbishop Theodore made it clear that Chad's ordination was not acceptable because it had been done by Celtic bishops who were not recognized by Rome. Once again, Chad accepted the archbishop's decision and the Roman Church's way of doing things and humbly resigned his office, saying, "Indeed, I never believed myself worthy of it." Archbishop Theodore named a new Bishop of York, a proud, wealthy man named Wilfrid, who dressed his servants in clothing fit for royalty. Wilfrid ended up being exiled twice by the Northumbrian king, but the Pope returned him twice. Archbishop Theodore, meanwhile, impressed by Chad's humility and grace, regularized his consecration and appointed him Bishop of Mercia, a pagan kingdom in central England and a bitter enemy of Chad's home kingdom of Northumbria. Chad was the first to bring the gospel to this war-torn and violent kingdom and established the church in Mercia. He chose the city of Lichfield as the seat of his diocese and built a church and monastery there. As bishop, he lived very simply. Although he had an official episcopal dwelling, he preferred to read and meditate in a small house nearby. He was the opposite of Wilfrid. For 3 years, he traveled as a missionary through the countryside towns and villages, preaching the Gospels. Like a pilgrim, he walked, enjoying the time to meditate in nature and the opportunity to meet the common people on the road or at their work. He refused the luxury of a horse until Archbishop Theodore ordered him to ride, at least on longer journeys. When Chad hesitated, the archbishop actually lifted him up bodily onto a horse and sent him on his journey. It's a great image. According to the Venerable Bede, Chad was, quote, "a holy man, modest in his ways, learned in the scriptures, and zealous in carrying out their teaching. He came armed with peace and humility and a loving concern for the well-being of every soul." Chad died of a plague and was buried at his cathedral church in Lichfield, which today holds the 8th century St. Chad Gospels, illuminated manuscripts, and the 8th century Lichfield Angel, a sculpture from his original tomb. During the English Reformation, the relics of St. Chad were hidden by Roman Catholics in order to save them from the reformers, who would scatter the bones and dust to the winds. Chad's remains were taken to France, but eventually returned in the 19th century to a new Catholic cathedral dedicated to him in Birmingham. Then, 3 years ago in 2022, a relic of bone belonging to Chad was returned to Litchfield and a new shrine built, nearly 500 years after the original was destroyed. Now Litchfield Cathedral stands as a monument to the ecumenical friendship between Anglicans and Roman Catholics. Thank you.